Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today's Tuesday. It's August 28th and it's overcast again outside, Danny.
Yep.
You don't like that, do you?
No.
Yeah, but you like the coolness of it.
But it's not really, I mean, yeah, it's a little chilly.
You were complaining about it being hot yesterday.
Yeah, it was hot yesterday.
Okay.
But I also was like running around, so.
Yeah. But you know what? It's not that hot. It's in the 80s. You know, we've had days with over 100.
Yeah.
So to me, it feels like the summer's almost over, you know, with this weather. But who cares, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to listen to the show 2 years from now. Nobody will care.
Yeah. Nobody cares right now either.
Right. If they're not in LA.
So like, look at these people complaining about 80 degree weather. Like, yeah. Nobody's complaining. We're just saying it's a little cloudy this morning.
Right, exactly. We want perfection here.
Yeah, as soon as we wake up, folks.
Yeah, exactly. So today we're going to have a guest as opposed to yesterday who did not call.
Yeah, but I don't know why you're scheduling phone guests. I thought we weren't going to do that.
Yeah, but the thing is this. Look, yesterday we talked about the site Name Your Price. Today we're going to talk to the founder of that site. He's gonna call in.
Okay, well, he should have come in.
Well, he doesn't live here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the problem. You know, sometimes you get guests and they don't live here.
Yeah,
I know. I said we're not gonna have phone guests for the most part.
Anytime I see phone guests when you email me, I just go
no. But this is cool because we talked about the site and the publicist thought we would.
He probably heard the show and then wanted to defend the fact that we think it's prostitution.
No,
and
the publicist did, not him.
Oh, the publicist.
Yeah.
Okay.
But apparently he cares enough to call and explain it.
Explain.
So, yeah. So I know we sort of like, well, we give our opinions. I'm sure he deals with this skepticism every time, especially in the beginning when you're just thinking about it.
110%.
You know, so you never know.
I mean, even if it is what it is, it's like, so is Sugar Daddy and so is Sugar Baby and so are all these websites that are still up and running. So there's obviously ways around prostitution that work.
Yeah. I don't know if I would go that far as prostitution.
No, my old roommate was on, oh, not on this site. I'm just saying my old roommate was on Sugar Daddy.
Sugar Daddy.
And that was straight up prostitution. Like, as soon as you sign up and start emailing people, he was like, so it's like $250 for 5 hours. I'm like, who the fuck would ever?
Yeah.
That's like $250 divided by five. That's
$50.
$50 an hour. But sexually, that's not a lot. Seriously, it's not.
Yeah, for 5 hours? I mean, that's not a lot.
And what do you, like, what's like the rules and regulations of those 5 hours?
I don't know. You probably decide with each other or something.
Ugh,
you know?
Pukey.
Listen, some people want younger women and women are willing to accept money for that. So there you go. So you have a sugar daddy side. But we're going to find out about this one. Maybe we'll actually find it's pretty cool and we'll all join it. So there you go.
Maybe so.
Yeah. But I mean, why wouldn't you join this one? I mean, this one involves no sex.
I won't enjoy even match, let alone something that says, what's your price?
Right.
No, thanks.
No, huh?
Even I just don't like the name of it. I don't like the name of the website. No offense to the owner. It's just like not.
No.
It just seems like what's your price for that pussy? That's
but
like
listen,
literally.
It's worked, though. I mean, they claim 2 million users worldwide.
And I believe it.
Yeah.
And I believe it.
Yeah.
Because there's 2 million people that need a website like that.
Yeah.
Probably more. I'm just not one of them.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll talk more in detail about it with him when he calls in. And what else did I want to say? Nothing much, really. I'm trying to think what happened yesterday, but nothing big. So, yeah. So what's going on with you?
Not a whole lot.
Nothing much going on?
Mm-mm.
No. Are you still going to Vegas on the weekend?
It's looking like a no.
Looking like a no.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Well, maybe you should go anyway, just for fun.
No. I'd go if it was being paid for, but it's like the professionality is not to like my standards.
Right.
And I have like an attitude because I'm a bit of a diva. Like this is my 12th project. I expect things to be a certain way. Do you know what I mean? And if it's not going my way, like, I'm not going to go, especially out of state, to deal with a bunch of bullshit. Right, I'm not going to do it. Right.
But do you think they're going to accommodate you with those demands or expectations?
I mean, if they want me to go, they're going to have to pay me up front.
Yeah.
At least they have to pay me up front at least my booking fee. And then if I put any money into travel or food, they have to reimburse that, and they got to put me in at least a 5-star.
Right. Okay. Well,
which is looking like it's not
if
happening.
They want you badly enough, they will do that, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, but you got your rules, your expectations, and standards, right? And there you go. You're not going to compromise.
Like, there's nothing worse than being, like, uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, in an already, like, uncomfortable setting. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When it's like when you film all day and then you're not going back to a hotel room where you find luxurious. It's like, it's just not.
But you're not a star yet. Relax.
I'm the star of that project.
Okay. But you're not, you know, those big celebrities that have like big.
Big celebrities would need the penthouse suite. I just need a queen size double bedroom.
I understand. But in a 5-star hotel.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, you know. Or four. Four or five.
Four or five.
I would never do a 3, though.
Yeah.
Nope.
That's like.
Like, I think the Marriott was a 3. Right? No. A 3?
Yeah.
A Motel 6 is like a 1.
Is it?
Yeah. I would say like.
It depends where it is, I guess. I don't know.
I would say like a Courtyard Marriott is a 3.
No.
Yeah.
I stayed at Courtyard and they're a great hotel.
Oh my God, I hate it. Really? I just stayed there in San Diego and I had a fucking bitch fit.
Really?
Well, like I had a meltdown. A
I've stayed at a few of them and I've had a great experience every time. So,
I'm thinking maybe they put me in a shitty one.
Maybe.
Because then I Googled Courtyard because for some reason Marriott's to me are semi-decent.
Right.
So I Googled Courtyard Marriott just like typing it in and it's like a 4-star. Right. And then I Googled the one I stay in. It's like a 3.1. Oh, wow. So when I got there at 1:45 in the morning, they put me in a room and there was shit in the toilet.
Oh my God.
So I call downstairs, I go, you need to put me in a new room.
Right.
But this already makes me feel that you don't have people cleaning these rooms before people check in because there was just shit in the toilet.
Wow.
So they put me in a new room and I was exhausted. So I like was scared to like even touch the comforter.
Yeah, I know. Because
Lord knows what the fuck is on
it. That's terrible when you go to a hotel, you feel like that, you know?
And then I go to like the producer's hotel and they're staying at like the fucking Sheraton where the rooms look like mini suites. And I'm like, and I looked at her and I go, just some word of advice. You guys stay in the Courtyard and you put your talent up in the Sheraton. That's usually how it goes.
Yeah. Well, maybe in your book, I don't think they
see
it
that
way.
That's how it works in production. Mm. Like productions will be bunked up in like crappy ass hotels and talent will stay at like suites. Like any show I've ever done, like say it's even in Los Angeles, they put you in like a 5-star hotel. Like for the show I did during my birthday for MTV.
Right.
They put me in a huge room, 5-star hotel.
Mm. Okay, well, that's MTV, right?
Yeah, but I mean, if you don't have it, then don't book people that you can't make happy, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay, well, but you obviously, and that's what I said to you, you obviously ended up in a bad one, in a bad hotel, because I've stayed at Marriott Courtyard probably 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
And I'm always very satisfied, you know? So they usually have balconies. And
there was definitely no balcony.
No, huh? So that was a shitty one.
There wasn't even like a sliding door.
Because sometimes they'll buy a hotel from somebody else and it still looks like shit, you know?
Yeah.
Until they upgrade
it. It was definitely no patios in that hotel. It honestly looked like, have you seen The Shining?
Yeah.
It looked like that.
Like that hotel.
Like old carpet.
Oh my God.
Like I just knew if I went to go get ice in the middle of the night, the twins would be in the hallway waiting for me.
Right. But you know, the stars are also given for location as well. So
yeah, this location
you know,
was next to nothing.
Right.
Mind so you, their hotel was in the marina.
Right.
On the water, next to all the clubs.
Yeah. You don't like that, huh?
No. I mean, I'm all for like, you know, being compromising, but they still haven't finished paying me for my first set of filming. But y'all want me to film in 3 more days?
Right.
So you need to pay me my balance and then pay me in full.
Wow. So I hear a lot about that, you know? It happens a lot here.
But the thing is, I've been fucked over so many times. Right. I make people sign contracts.
Yeah.
So they originally sent me a contract. And I was like, nope, null and void. Sent them another contract.
Yeah.
And in it, it was like, you need to... In the contract, it says you have 7 days to pay the rest of the balance. It's been well over 7 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Fuck, man. Mm-hmm. I've heard stories like that, you know, from people not being paid. So
it happens to so many people.
So you want to get paid in advance now. You think anybody's going to do it?
I don't think they will. I don't think they have it. If you still haven't paid me for my remaining balance, you're definitely not going to have my fee just for showing up.
Right. No, but I meant you said that you were asking for your fee in advance. Was that just with them or are you going
to? That's just with them. Like if you do a show for an actual network, you get a percent up front. Uh-huh. And then after the show ends, you get a percent. And then when the show airs, you get another percent.
I see.
Yeah. Okay. But those are legit checks coming from a company.
Right.
This
right.
isn't legit checks coming from a company.
Yeah. This is probably like just an also ran type.
Yeah.
Of
this is like Cash App PayPal payment.
God. That's what are they making? Is that like a pilot for a TV?
It's like a sizzle reel. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So, I mean, I get it. I get that there's like everyone, like they have investors and stuff and they're probably waiting to like pay out a bunch of people. But you need to have this shit lined up and locked before you book your talent.
That's true.
Like they have four people going to Vegas, four girls who have an even bigger following than me going to Vegas.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they're not going to deal with the bullshit. And they're like hood. They're really? Hood. Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know what you guys are going to do.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about that. Did you hear about this Instagram star who is actually computer generated? We talked
about
something similar, right?
No, there was one.
Actually, we talked about one who was not really who she said she was, right? Remember? They created some kind of like I think it was in France. They took some kind of they took a chick and then she started projecting as though she's totally something else, you know? And
I don't think we ever talked about the same. I remember everything.
That was that. But no, now they created a computer-generated girl. She looks Asian, young, pretty, but she's not real. She's computer-generated. In other words, they created it on the computer, and they keep creating pictures of her in front of real backgrounds, and it looks like a real woman.
That is such a waste of time.
Yeah.
Brain energy, thinking matter, all of that is just a waste of complete time.
Well, but they showed you how they can actually, I guess they wanted to show some stuff about people's behavior and stuff on social media. And they're showing that, you know, she's got what? How many followers? Over a million followers. And she's not even real, man.
That's so
weird
to me.
How can people not tell? I can tell, but that's because I do.
So the people following her don't know that she's not real, is what you're saying.
Right, right.
But if there's if you're reading an article right now.
No, but they revealed it, I guess, but some people don't know it, you know. So, yeah, she wears like high-end designer clothes and stuff. So she has actually investors or sponsors paying for shit that she can promote. And it's not a real woman, man. Over 1 million followers.
So whoever is generating her is getting all that money then.
Probably, yeah.
That's like the most bizarre story you could have told me this morning.
Really? But I mean, it's pretty cool, don't you think?
I don't think it's cool. I think it's a complete and utter waste of time. Like, why would anyone want to follow something that's not real?
Yeah, well, that's true.
But they don't know.
That's the point.
And the creepy thing is there's probably guys at home jerking off to her pictures on Instagram and she's not even a real fucking human being.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I know it's unbelievable what they've done, you know, but they're saying there's a few fake virtual influencers out there. Bermuda, Blocko,
so weird.
Shudu. Yeah, I know. So, but yeah, that's what I've been like looking at and reading lately in computer graphics. It's like you look at the picture and you go, this is not a real picture. They tell you. And then you look at it and they show you how they created it on the computer. It's unfucking believable, man. People are so talented today, you know. And plus you have technology that helps you and, you know, to create these things. But she still doesn't look real, you know. They probably, in other pictures, made her look even more.
What's her name on Instagram?
Good question. Hold on a second.
I'm going to look
it up. Lil Miquella.
L-I-L.
Uh-huh. And then another word, M-I-Q.
Oh, she's verified.
Really? Well, she's got over a million.
It says musician band.
Really?
19 L.A. Robot.
Yeah. Yeah, an L.A. Robot. That's what she is.
She looks like a robot.
Yeah. She does, right? I mean, it's not really a robot per se. It's just, they mean the graphic of a 19-year-old model from Downey. She launched it only in 2016, you know?
How are they doing the videos, though, of her moving?
Oh, they're not doing videos. I think it's just stills on Instagram.
No, she has videos.
All right. Well, we'll check it out, too. But our guest is calling in right now. So we're going to take the guest, and we're joined by Brandon Wade. Brandon, are you with us this morning?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, thank you for calling. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good.
This is Sam, right?
Yes, it's Sam, and I'm here with Danny. And
hi, Danny.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
We were talking about your company yesterday because our guest, who never did call in, used your website, and she had a story to tell. And then we were approached and told that, you know, we have the opportunity to get your side of the story or your explanation of what your site does, because obviously this is not the first time you've been confronted with people that are skeptical and all that kind of stuff. So first of all, where are you calling us from this morning? What state are you in?
I live in Las Vegas, so very close to Los Angeles.
Oh, cool. Very cool. You sound young too, right? Are you pretty young?
I'm 48, so maybe I sound young, but I'm not.
He does sound young.
Yeah, I mean, no, you sound in your 20s. That's what I meant, you know. And but
awesome.
That's very cool, man. So by 28, and this, you started in 2010, so you were 20 years old?
No, the site is, I guess, is 8 years old.
Right, that's what I mean. And okay, well, anyway.
No. No, he's 48, not 28.
Oh, I thought he said 28.
No, he said 48.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so I totally didn't hear you.
That's
all
why
right.
I was like, Sam, what are you talking about
right
now?
I know.
I was like, what is he?
I sound like I'm 28.
You,
I sound like
you
I'm
do
28.
Sound like you're 28.
No, you sound young, which is a cool thing. So, well, at any rate, Brandon, for those of you who did not listen yesterday or to the beginning of the show when we were covering this, you founded a site called What's Your Price in 2010. Tell us a little bit about how the idea came about for you.
Well, you know, I was very shy. I was, you know, I know, Danny, you talked about how the guys were desperate, but I was desperate, right? I was shy. I was nerdy. I was lonely. And, you know, approaching a woman is never easy for me. So it's one of those really painful things. That when my mom saw me, she was like, well, you know, just focus on school. Then one day, you know, you can be successful and you can be a good provider. You can be generous. Then you can really change the dating game around. So the way I see it, right, what's your price and websites like that, it's just another way of, you know, dating, like a strategy to dating. Some guys obviously take pictures of their muscles, or they're really nice biceps.
Right.
You know, this is just another way to go about it. But there's a more scientific approach to this, because when we first started out, we actually conducted a market study. We got 20 women into a room, and we started showing them pictures to do our research. So I asked them, well, will you give this guy a chance? Will you have coffee with this guy? And some of the girls would be very visual and say, yeah, yes to this guy, no to this guy. And then, you know, obviously when we started adding components to the, you know, the criteria,
right,
like personality or even occupation, how much the person makes, you know, that changes the equation of whether a woman would give a man a chance on a first date.
Right.
But then there's one other component, which is that going on a first date is very costly,
right,
for women especially, because, you know, you have to put on makeup, you know, there's, you know, dress, you know, the sort of fashion is more expensive for women than for men. For us guys, you know, we just take a quick shower, we comb our hair, and we're out the door. But for women, it's far more involved.
Right.
And dating in many cities, L.A., you know, it's expensive. You got to Uber somewhere. It's not cheap.
Yeah.
So what if, you know, the concept was, what if we could compensate somebody so that it's zero risk for them?
Right.
Then will they give the guy a chance?
Right.
So the more scientific approach, or the, you know, the more rational approach says, Yes, and of course, during our market study, we started asking, you know, the women, okay, what if it was $50? What if it was $100? What if, you know, at some point, you know, every girl in the room said, yeah, why not? I would give this guy a chance.
Yeah.
So that's where the concept of What's Your Price came about.
Right. And apparently it became very popular. And so let's tell people who have not listened yesterday, what your site is called, What's Your Price. Tell us exactly how the site works.
So you can sign up either as a generous member or an attractive member. So again, guys can also sign up as an attractive member
and
you know, accept bids to go on dates. So it's not just, well, of course, our society is such that unfortunately the demand tend to come from men for women, but there are women who are using the site as generous members and, you know, bidding to go on dates with attractive men as well.
Right.
You sign up, you create a profile, and you talk about what you want to do on your first date, and then you just wait for the offers to come in, or you can search, and if you see somebody you like, you can invite them to make an offer.
Oh, okay, good.
And I think the website says what the average offer is, $125. And I know, Danny, yesterday you were like, oh, that's so little money. But that's precisely the point. It's not supposed to be a lot of money. It's just supposed to be enough to cover your expense.
Right.
I mean, I got to be honest with you. I don't really understand it. Like, I personally would never use it.
Yeah, so it's not for people like you.
Yeah, but I don't think as a woman I really spend that much money to ever go on a date. Like, I feel like I literally get dressed, I go out, and everything, like, it doesn't cost me to go on a date.
Right.
Like, I know when I go on a date, like, I'm getting everything for free. Like, I don't think, oh my God, I used a little bit of my MAC eyeliner today. Like, that really cost me. Because I probably would have been dressed
and
out anyway.
Do they pay for the date, at least for dinner, or do they split the check with you?
If a dude is splitting a check on a date, I'm going to the bathroom and I'm leaving the restaurant. And that's not a guy who would ever get a call back from any female
ever
again.
So that's what the site here guarantees. You at least the guy can afford to you know, to take you on a date, so he'll probably be able to afford treating you nicely as well, you know. So
do you guys have like insurance policies in case any of these dudes are like serial killers or rapists?
Well, that actually happens on other websites, including Craigslist. So I mean in a sense, you know, there's liability insurance that we have, but we tell people, you know, to use their common sense.
Do you guys do like background checks?
I can't see how they can be like liable for what other people do. You know?
No, but most dating websites you have to do a background check.
Like how?
What do you mean?
That's actually an option on the site as well. Like if you don't feel safe, certainly don't go on a date with somebody that doesn't have the background check.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Like most dating sites, you have to do a background check.
Right. Well, you know, apparently there's quite a market for it. I mean, look, I can see where you come from because, you know, many guys, let's say just the ones, they don't even have to be ordinary looking, you know, but like, here, take me for example. Okay, I'm not ugly. I could get a lot of women, but except for one time in my life, I never had like a really model type woman. And maybe some people would like to meet those, and this would be the only way they could, right?
You're saying you never had a model type woman?
No. Okay. Only once maybe, but I messed that one up too. So, you know, I was too insecure. So I never really took it far. But at any rate, Brandon, so those are situations where it might actually work, right?
Yeah, I mean, Sam, you talk about how you were shy and maybe even insecure. And a lot of the guys actually use the site as a way to practice.
Right.
With these more attractive women and actually get their confidence up. I've had emails from guys who told me that the site has actually changed their lives because they become a lot more confident after going on these dates.
Right, right.
You know, so there are many different perspectives, right? One of my best friends, he's a Harvard lawyer. He, you know, that's how I met him. He was using the site. And he told me that the reason he used the site actually is a very, very different reason, right? Because he's very busy. And every time he would go on dates, the women are always asking him after the date, well, when are you going to call me? When am I going to get the engagement ring? He doesn't want to be harassed. So he thought, if I were to just compensate them a little bit for their expense at the very least, then if I don't want to call them, I don't have to. I don't feel obligated anymore. So that's a different reason from you know, very, very successful guy on why he used the website.
Right, right.
Then I can also turn the equation back to the women. Like, if you are a single mom, chances are you have to work really hard to support your child, and you need child care to go on a date. It is more expensive. So a website like that might give you the opportunity to be able to go on more dates, right? And,
right.
And finding a mate becomes not, you know, not an expensive thing, but you can actually do that, you know, yeah. in a way that doesn't cost you money, or you don't have to take too much risk.
Gotcha. Well, you know, I mean, obviously it works, and there's a demand for it, and I salute you for this. I mean, you've grown this company for 8 years. Now, I did want to ask you, I see that you also created Seeking Arrangement, right?
Yeah, Seeking Arrangement.
Okay, that is definitely...
Okay, well, that's why I brought it up, but okay. That is a sugar daddy.
Yeah,
sign,
that
right?
is 110% okay. like sexual transactions.
Well, no, the fact that he...
I cringe when I hear that because I've dated so many women on the side, and like I've had sex with how few of them, like only when there's connection, right? So it's not, when people sort of throw that out, that it's a sexual or transaction, it really sort of worries me.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, even the title of your website sounds like kind of like prostitute-y, if I'm going to be honest.
Well,
like name your price or what's the price. It just sounds like, hey, what's the price to get this over with? Like basically show up, show out, pay me extra if we end up sleeping together. That's basically like when I hear it, that's what I think of. And I'm very harsh. I know I'm coming off harsh, but this is just like what some women like me are probably would never sign up.
No, I mean, look, I think many people, maybe even most people, feel the way you do,
right.
You know, but let's give
I think LA is a large market because a lot of females do that
right.
for jobs. Like they don't work during the day. They go on dates and fuck at night. That's basically what they do.
So let's give Brandon
this. And it's kind of funny too, because when you look at Instagram, you know, you were saying all these 96% of the attractive women are still single.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, a lot of times you look at how a lot of these attractive women are always on trips. They are traveling you know, all these amazing destinations. How do they afford it? I mean, do they have a six-figure job?
Mm-mm.
Right.
Yeah.
No. And it's usually all the ones that don't work. You see them on yachts and things
like
that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I've literally followed girls that don't, they sleep in. And then they're like, as soon as they wake up, they're on a boat.
Right.
Or they're on a flight.
So, but you know what? The point is, it's not just about sex. It's about... committing to someone who's gonna take care of you, but you know, you're gonna have a lot of things like being on a yacht, traveling, you know, parties, things like that. So, and then sex can develop from this, and I can understand that.
When I first moved to LA, I met this club promoter who was like, "Do you want to go on dates and get paid?" And I said, "Excuse me." He was like, "Yeah, it's $125 a night, and up to $500 if you decide to fuck."
Yeah, wow.
And I was like, "No."
Yeah, that sounds like prostitution. But excuse me, because I've thought about these sites, because they have like signs in Hollywood.
Yeah, they have like billboard signs.
Right.
Yeah, like big
for
billboard
sugar,
signs.
For
yeah,
sugar daddy sites. So apparently there's a demand for it, and you know that whether we like to admit it or not, a lot of men prefer younger women.
I don't.
And how are you going to stand a chance of ever having a younger woman unless you give her some kind of support? You know.
Well, I mean,
she
I think
may
that's
not
true.
Be that into you, but yeah, I think in a certain way. She's got to at least like you to be able to see you several times. Right. So, Brandon, go ahead and weigh in on this.
Well, I think recently a study was published either by Cosmo or GQ that for women, the most attractive apparently age is 18. And for a man, apparently the most attractive age at the prime of his life is 50 years old. So I think it's natural. Right, it's just the way our DNA is programmed.
Wait, I'm confused. So
younger.
So women are attracted to 18-year-olds, or they look the best at 18?
No. I would say that men tend to be attracted to women who are at that age, right? And then women tend to be attracted to men who are slightly older. And apparently that age, that peak, is 50 years old.
Right, okay. So I'm over the hill by a lot.
Yeah, that's the study that I read.
Right.
I think there are some women that are attracted to older men, and then there's some that are attracted to like the same age.
Right, but the bottom line is right. I mean, if any man could have an 18-year-old He probably would.
Well, I hope a 50-year-old is not trying to get in with an 18-year-old.
Well, you know, but he would like that, you know. I mean,
that's
I don't
so
know that,
creepy to me.
I don't know that they'd have something in common, but look, that, you know, when you have a hot, I mean, why do you think like all the porn stars and everything make it right when they turn 18, 19? Because that's when they're the most marketable. I
don't think people pay attention to girls' ages during porn, but you can tell how old a guy is in
porn.
No,
guys, believe me, once they hit like their early mid-20s, they're like MILFs already, or they end their career. I'm telling you.
What a sad existence, honestly. Shout out to all the porn stars. Sorry for saying that.
But let's let Brandon talk. He didn't call to listen to us, but so.
Well, yeah, there are some girls who obviously are attracted to younger guys, but the ones on my website, right, like Seeking or What's Your Price, I do ask them, like, why are you on the site?
Oh, Seeking Arrangement is your site.
Yeah. Yes. That's what I'm saying. Yes. He's got both sides.
You talk about the billboards all around L.A. I actually sued that company because I'm not happy with what they're doing. I mean, it is very, you know.
No, but I have to be honest with you. I have to say this right now because I'm not a bullshitter. My old roommate was on SeekingArrangements.com, and she got paid to sleep with someone.
Okay.
Right off the bat, the conversation was straight into how much. This is the conversation I just told you about right before you called it. It was SeekingArrangement.com.
Right.
She had the app and everything. That's why I was just talking about it. I didn't realize it was your website.
Yeah, that's why I brought it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like when people.
It's changing. The site is transforming. So if she is doing that on the website and the guy is doing that on the website, chances are they'll be suspended or kicked off. So we're actually very strict now.
Yeah, like she had people writing her saying, like, a married couple saying they want, like, a chick to come in, blah, blah, blah. Like, every message she got on your website was sexual. Nothing was like, hey, I want to take you to dinner.
Yeah, well, that's what men want, you know? I mean, that's the thing. I don't know. You know, I mean, he's not facilitating prostitution. He's just putting people together. It's like a dating site.
I was looking at my girlfriend's, you know, one of my girlfriend's Tinder messages, and it was pretty disgusting too. So
yeah, I mean, Tinder's awful too. Tinder is known for being the sex app. Like if you're just looking to fuck, swipe left or swipe right.
Right, but that's, you know.
And Bumble's more for dating.
Yeah, that kind of works, but
I don't think either app works for long-term relationships. Like, I've never met anyone that said, I met my man on Tinder and they're still together.
No, of course not. But that's a different thing altogether. Yeah. You know, I don't know. The way I view this is that, but maybe because I'm a man and I'm an older man, I can see why men would want to do this. Okay, I can see why women would want to do this because they can get supported by men and stuff, you know? And the thing is that you don't have to, like with a prostitute, it's like, you know, you just do it even if you can't stand the guy. But here, I think you'd want to know him and like him before you commit to seeing him several times, don't you think, Danny?
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, I was actually speaking at the Sugar Baby sort of summit. We actually hold these events all around the country and all around the world. And we had hundreds of sugar babies show up. And one of the questions that they asked me was, well, how soon should I have sex with somebody I meet, right?
Right.
And my answer is definitely not on the first date, probably not on the second or third date. And if you want my sort of honest opinion, you make the person wait as long as you possibly can, because the moment you give it up, you give up your mystery, and it's just not a challenge anymore. And real good, successful guys, they want a challenge. So you got to keep that mystery going for as long as you can.
I feel like if real successful guys wanted a challenge, they would get their ass off the computer and go to a bar and find their balls and just talk to someone they find attractive.
But what if they don't have the balls?
I'll tell you, at least three or four of the top 10 richest guys have been on SA or Seeking. So I'm not sure why they're not showing up at bars, but I can tell you, I know a lot of different reasons why they wouldn't. So.
Yeah.
How do females even know that the guys writing them have money? Like, what if they're lying on their profile?
Well, that's why we have a lot more verification nowadays. Like, we just introduced verification by your LinkedIn profile, verification via your social account. These are all new sort of initiatives that we're taking to make it more sort of safer for people.
Yeah, because catfish is a real thing.
But But one way to do it is just to Google the person's name. And if he's a real person, he's going to have a profile on Google. You're going to be able to see what he owns.
Right. And besides, I don't think you should just based on, you know, let's say you communicate with him on the site. You'll probably end up communicating with him off the site too, you know. So it's just like dating on Tinder or something. You can talk to them and sort of like vet them before you meet them. Don't you think, Danny?
I mean, talk to
them on the phone, text them, whatever.
I mean, yeah, that's always a possibility.
Right.
But it doesn't seem like through a website like that, people are really trying to do much talking until they meet.
Yeah, but there's arrangements to make. It's a secret arrangement site.
Sorry for being harsh on you. I bet you hated this entire interview.
No, that's what he's been exposed to.
No, I actually like it. Right? I think there's two sides to every story, but there's a real reason why we chose the name What's Your Price, right? I mean, it is to create some kind of controversy. And guess what? Controversy is the reason why you guys talk about it.
So, I mean, I feel like
it's a smart idea because
yeah, and I feel like it's a smart idea for people that are in that lifestyle. Like for me, when my roommate used to use Seeking Arrangements, I used to tell her all the time she was trash. I was like, "You're legit trash, girl."
Well, she probably
mind you, she's beautiful. Really pretty. But I was like, "You don't need that."
Listen, but she cashed in.
Did she care about when you call her that? Did she care about that, or did she say, "I don't care"?
She was so broke at the time; like, all she cared about was making money.
All right, so there you go. No. You know, so it's an arrangement. She needs the man; the man needs her. You know, I think every relationship is a transaction, don't you think?
Yeah, she met a guy on your website that paid her $2,500 to sleep with him and then watch TV for 10 minutes.
Oh God! Oh well, you know.
I was like, $2,500.
Well, I do not approve of that relationship for sure. So. Yeah.
But Brandon, you've been successful with this, and I'm sure you're happy about that. So obviously you're feeling a need, even though, you know, even if the majority of the people didn't approve, you still found a market. You found a niche. You know, you found a need that people have.
Yes, I think so. There's definitely a need. The site has been growing, both. What's Your Price and Seeking have both been growing. So I think it's becoming more acceptable. I know, Danny, you were criticizing a roommate for being on the site, but I also have had other people come to me and say, hey, you know, actually one of the billionaires out in the UK wanted to buy the site. And you know, his representative was telling me that he's seeing more and more people who are graduate girls who are graduating from Harvard and Ivy League openly telling people they're on the site. So his feeling was that it's becoming more mainstream, and over time it would become more acceptable as well.
Right, right. Well, kudos to you. You know, I mean, the thing is, I think what impresses me the most is you probably heard a lot of people telling you, don't do it, you're crazy and all this.
I mean, I don't think you should ever listen to what other people are saying. Do you?
Right, but obviously you didn't.
Yeah.
But, and you're used to this controversy, but you know what? You're right. I mean, just the fact that the name is provocative and both your websites.
Yeah, both are pretty like.
Right. So, you know, people are like, wow, they talk about it. Look, we're talking about it.
Right,
you know?
Right. And I think Seeking Arrangement has been a topic of conversation amongst many people for a long time now.
Yeah.
What's Your Price is something new to me. I haven't really heard that on the scene, but like anytime like I hear a girl saying, oh, I have the app or you guys have an app, right, for Seeking Arrangements?
Yes.
So like if I like in passing or one of my girlfriends says they have an app, we'll like kind of all just like rag on her about right. So that's how you're paying your rent this month.
Yeah, I don't know. I have a feeling there's a lot of people on
but there's a lot of people that do that. So yeah. I mean, you made a market out of what some people need that in their life. I just don't. I'm not that type of female, but there's other females that your website is life-changing for them, and that is how they pay their bills.
Yeah, and for guys, too. You know what I mean? The guy can walk around and...
Well, the poor guys are suckers.
Right.
Yeah. Like, you're an idiot.
But not. They're getting something in return.
No, literally, if you have if you're a billionaire and you've got a jet, literally just fly to a private island and, like, fuck the bartender. Like, if girls know, like, for instance, when I go to the club, as soon as girls know that a dude has money, it doesn't matter what he looks like.
Right.
They're like vultures.
Right.
So I never understood.
That's why I seek an arrangement.
Yeah, that's why I never understood why guys need dating websites when they literally just have to go out, flash, like, their black Amex at the bar, and literally someone will come and say, right,
because not everybody has a lot of money. Not everybody can flash those cards.
Then
you know what I'm
saying. And you want to know the other reason? The other reason is the guys who are truly successful and with money, chances are they also want to find real genuine love, and they don't want gold diggers. And if, you know, flashing your private jet is one way to go, you're definitely going to be attracting a lot more gold diggers.
Yeah, so, that's true. Like, I want to find a billionaire, and I'm not a gold digger, but I also wouldn't use your website. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, why can't you use the website but write a profile and be very specific that you won't go out for a date and you're not going to be compensated for that? And, you know, somebody has to actually wow you before you even give them a shot to get to know them. That's it. I mean, why can't you just cast your net wider, right? I mean, to say no absolutely to an entire platform,
you know,
and
why,
a whole
though?
Population of potential.
Yeah, that's true.
But
I mean,
you know why?
It's
because
for women to use.
Yeah, but you know why? It's because I have such a large following on my social media. If anyone ever found my profile on one of your websites, it would be like taken the wrong way all over every blog. Like, yeah, like I just...
Well, then we have privacy features, like, you know, private photos. You don't have to put your actual photo. You can put a sort of like covered up photo of yourself and then get to know somebody before you actually share those things.
Oh, okay.
But I agree. I mean, different people have different ways of dating, mm-hmm. and there's no one right way per se.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But if essentially with both your website, it's for guys that really want to get girls that they probably normally would never be able to get. So I see where there's a need, you know?
I actually met a very beautiful model who told me she met her now boyfriend on What's Your Price, mm-hmm. and she would never have given her a chance. Yeah. But because she went out, and he was so funny, and they ended up dating.
Exactly.
So you never know.
Exactly. It's like you let them sample a little bit of you. Just like in the business, you'd give samples for people, you know, like free trial or something. This is like a way for her to get to know you. You know, for $100, $60, I don't know how long, just so it's not necessarily for sex, you know. I mean, think about it. Let's say the guy sees a girl on What's Your Price, and he goes, I'm interested in taking her out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, normally she wouldn't even look at him. And I'm not saying it's got to be like a big age difference or anything, you know.
Right.
And then she goes out with him, and like Brandon said, she actually finds out that he's fun. You know, and then they connect. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. He gets a foot in the door.
I would like my Christian Grey, but I'd like to meet him in, like, the grocery store when I drop my bag of ravioli.
Well, you have a lot of fantasies and desires. I don't know that most of them will happen.
And he has a few private jets, by the way. So.
Yeah. Well, Brandon, we wish you the private jet, too. And if people want to join the sites... the first one is whatsyourprice.com. The other one is seekingarrangement.com. And go out, check it out for yourselves. You don't have to, you know, to judge or to like it or anything. But at least check it out. See what it's about, what other people do. You know, very interesting. So, Brandon, do you want to add anything before we go? Because we're almost out of time.
Well, I'll just say on What's Your Price, we specifically tell people no sex on that first date. So we frame it the right way, I think. And, you know, of course, but that's what we do.
Yeah. Well, awesome, Brandon. Listen, thank you for taking the time to talk to us this morning. I know you must be pretty busy with both these companies. So it says here, I guess... What's your price? You have about, 2 million users or something worldwide?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a lot.
2 million users worldwide.
Wow. Very cool. So that must keep you busy. So we thank you for your time this morning, Brandon. And
thank you, Danny. Thank you, Sam.
You are welcome. Sorry for being all up in your biz.
No, that's okay. That's why we call, and that's why we have two different sides on the show. So thank you, Brandon. All the best to you.
Likewise. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, no, listen. I mean, you know, when someone like him calls in, he knows there's going to be controversy. I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
He's had it for 8 years. That's all he sees.
Yeah.
Is this frigging controversy.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He has answers, I'm sure, and all that stuff. But look, I guess it's bottom line is it depends on how you look at it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just like your friend felt that, wow, you know, I mean, I can... Maybe she would have done it anyway. So this just facilitates the connection between the people. I think it's just like a regular dating site, you know? I mean, you could have met the guy in the bar, but you didn't. But you did through the app.
It's so not it like works. A regular dating site, Sam.
Why? Look,
let's be serious here.
Can I explain something to you? When you go out to these clubs, all the men do is spend money on you so you'll fuck them.
Okay,
right?
I understand that. But, okay, oh, right, so, right. That's real life. You just compared this website to a regular dating site, not just people going out in public. This website is not like Match.
No, well, no, but what I'm saying is the essence of it, it facilitates the connection between people that would have done it anyway.
With a price tag, though.
But people would have done it anyway. That's what I'm saying, you know?
Not necessarily, though.
Why?
You know how many times I've gone to the club and I've gotten, like, dudes, like, buy bottles and bottles and bottles, and at the end of the night I say, have a good one.
Right, but, okay, but that's you.
Mm-hmm. That's me and a lot of women, though. But as I said before, a lot of women would use his website because that's what they do. That's their job. That's their hustle.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not knocking him. I'm not knocking him for having his website. I'm just saying, like, to me, it just sounds like upscale prostitution.
Maybe it is. And you know what? Even if it is. So
like high end.
A lot of like closet case hookers out there.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
I don't know. But I mean, it just shows you that. You know what? Everybody has a price.
Like, I know a girl that used a website like that, and she had some Indian guy pay her $40,000 to go on vacation with her for, like, 3 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And I was like, what did you have to do on that vacation? She had to do a lot.
I'm sure. Mm-hmm. For that kind of money.
Does my lip look like it's blowing up to you?
No.
Oh, my God. It hurts so bad.
Really?
Yeah. It feels like almost like someone punched me in my lip.
Really?
Probably because I talk so much
shit.
What
have you been doing?
Nothing.
Nothing?
I just started hurting out of nowhere. Then I put some chapstick on. I thought that would help. It didn't.
Oh, well. Yeah, people in dating, you know. It's a very interesting thing, but it's always a transaction. Listen, I mean, even at the very primal level, okay, like animals and through nature and evolution, you know, men want as many females as possible, and the females want someone to provide protection and, you know, for their offspring. And that's what it comes down to. I mean, women want financial security, and they're, you know, and that's what they give themselves, and that's what the men want. So there you go, you know. I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of hate mail, but.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
Who cares? You know, the bottom line is
nobody should care.
No, I mean, I tell it like it is, you know. Yeah. Women have fantasies that men are not like that and stuff. But when most men are not like cheaters or would pay for sex and stuff. But all I can tell you is any man at any point would fuck an attractive woman that came by. Or at least, you know what, would make a remark or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But men notice.
Yeah.
They notice everything. And yeah, they talk about it. I'm sure women do too. Wow, we talked a lot about relationships today, huh?
I feel like we always talk about relationships.
Well, somehow. But the thing is that you see, so not all phone guests are boring.
Yeah, I mean, he was thank God he was like going back and forth.
Yeah, but I also picked a topic that's that calls for conversation.
Yeah,
it's not boring.
Yeah. You know? So he was a good phone guest.
Yeah.
Thank you, God. Thanks for him.
Yeah. Now we'll have to reschedule with the woman that actually made money for the...
She probably doesn't want to talk about it.
You don't
And she
think
probably
so?
Listened to this but interview wrote, and was like, hell no, I'm not
No, going. But she wrote something about it. She wrote a whole book about it, or that's why she wanted to be interviewed, or I don't
She wrote
know
a book about it?
No, I don't think so.
I was like, if she wrote a book about it, she had to have found her future husband on there, but you said she was a single mom, so she's still single? She ain't writing a book about shit then.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, whatever. But that generated the interview for today, so that's good.
Yeah, see, everything happens for a reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I had a lot of stories open here, and we didn't get to any of them, but that's fine. You know, we have a couple,
we always have tomorrow.
A couple more minutes. Did you hear that Sony came out with a robot dog, and it's coming out in the U.S.? It's going to cost about $3,000. And it's a robot, but it's, as you can imagine, it's pretty sophisticated by now. So it's got like facial recognition and, you know, all kinds of cameras.
But why would anyone need it?
Because think about it. If you had someone like this and you'd say, go fetch me the paper or something.
Nobody's getting papers anymore. Do you still get papers?
No. So, okay, my slippers or something, right?
Can you imagine being that fucking lazy? You need to get a $3,000 dog to be like, bucko, go get me my slippers.
I don't know. Whatever they're going to get out of this.
Now, if it was a robot, a human robot, I would probably just want to test it out to see if it had any glitches and turned on me and tried to kill me like an iRobot.
Right.
That would be worth the money just to see how that played out.
But it's cute. I'm sure kids are
going to
connect
with it. I'm sure it's
going to
be super cute.
Yeah. Kids are going to connect with it like crazy.
Or they can just get their kid a real dog and live
in
real time.
People can project love on rocks. Remember they used to have the pet rock?
Oh, are you talking about the Chia pet?
No, the pet rock. They would sell rocks and they would say treat it like a pet.
Okay, no, never. Yeah, I thought you were talking about Chia Pet where the kid it taught kids responsibility where you water it.
No. This is pet rock. They sold rocks and people bought them as a pet.
I'm gonna go ahead and say my parents never did that for me.
Good.
And I'm thanking them. Thank you, Mom and Dad, for not giving me a pet rock.
I know.
Thank you for actually getting me a dog. I appreciate it.
But people can project love on a robot dog, no problem, you know.
I mean, I think if I had a robot dog, I would end up caring about it. And if the batteries died or had a glitch and it blew up, I'd be like, aw. But I also would never, if someone gave it to me as a gift, I'd accept it. I would never spend my own money on that.
Yeah.
Even if I was rich.
Yeah.
Nope.
Also, we'll leave you with a teasing story about Steve Jobs. His daughter wrote a book.
We talked about this.
She wrote a book.
Yeah, we talked about this.
We did?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, we did.
We talked about Steve Jobs and her, but not about her.
No, we talked about her book.
The book. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So is it?
Well, you go ahead and you get that promo.
So
in.
His wife and his sister are really disappointed. They're disputing a lot of the claims she's making. So
can you get sued for that? Like if you write a tell-all and you put like people's names in it.
I think if there's intention to hurt.
Like defamation.
Then it would be defamation, yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. And there were a lot of you today. We really appreciate this. Thank you to Brandon Wade for calling in. And Danny, thank you as always.
You're welcome.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.